It is time. Boy, I'll tell you, he is all decked out this morning. He's got a great-looking suit on, and you know who I'm probably already talking about. But you've heard a great deal about him, Barry. Barry Horowitz, yes. Barry Horowitz, who is with us quite often. How many years have you been with us now here in the morning, Barry?
Boy, Brad, it must be now about 24 years.
I was going to say 24, yeah. 20, 25. And you know something? I have more contacts from people that have met you. And, of course, you're here because we've got you on the road again.
We are. We've got seminars coming up.
Now, I want to just talk first about the locations of the seminars. Tuesday, December the 4th, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, continental breakfast at Nucci's Restaurant at 164 Central Street.
Bristol.
Huh?
In Bristol.
In Bristol.
Yeah.
In Bristol, Connecticut. And then Woodstock, we're going to be 2 to 4 in the afternoon. That's on a Wednesday at the Inn at Woodstock Hill, 94 Plain Hill Road. And then also at 7:48 and 9 o'clock, till 9 o'clock, from 7 until 9. December the 5th, coffee and dessert in at Woodstock Hill. And then we go down to Thursday, December the 6th, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, continental breakfast, Holiday Inn, 10 a.m. to 10 Laura Boulevard and on Norwich.
Yeah, both in Norwich, actually.
Both in Norwich that day, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the evening, and we have coffee and the whole works. And, of course, Old Saybrook, Saturday, December the 8th, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, continental breakfast. But the big thing is Michael will be there, and all you have to do to make your reservations is call this number, 860-548-1000. Barry Horowitz. You got it? 860-548-1000. Barry, again, let's go down a couple of things that you want to talk about this morning.
Sure. One, the big thing that's happening now in my area.
It's the death tax, right?
That's right. There's changes in the death tax, or what's also called the estate tax, because what we do is estate planning for people. We help people plan to avoid the probate process, save on taxes, and avoid conservatorships. So the big thing that's happening now is starting in January in Connecticut, the death tax, or what's also known as the estate tax, the exemption is increasing to $3.6 million.
How much?
$3.6
million. Wow.
So this is significant because a lot of people's plans who've already had plans assumed a much lower exemption because it used to be much lower. So now, for a lot of people, they don't need to worry about the death tax or the estate tax anymore, because what they have is below the exemption. So those plans that were done previously have to all be redone now to focus more on capital gains taxes, reducing those. And if you're married, you probably have what's called AB planning. This was done to save on estate taxes. For the majority, really probably the significant majority of people now, they don't need the AB planning anymore. It's not going to save anything on estate taxes. So now we want to adjust that to just have what's called A planning. And by doing this, it'll reduce the number of income tax returns that need to be filed after one person dies. It'll also allow the surviving spouse to adjust the entire plan whenever they want to, and it will reduce the trust income taxes. So what's happened is that because of the change in the exemption increasing it, we don't need to worry about estate taxes anymore, so we have to adjust all the plans to worry about other things, like income taxes, capital gains taxes, and reducing expenses.
Barry Horowitz, you know, Barry, one thing that you do, you go through everything, and it just seems it's getting worse in Connecticut. As far as taxes go, we got high rate tolls now, that this is going to be a big, big problem. Now, will this affect the way you do your business?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because when the exemption to the estate taxes was lower, we had to worry about people paying estate taxes. So we had to do what was called AB planning for a married couple. That allowed us to double up what you can pass free of estate taxes. But now with the estate tax exemption increasing to this level, if you have less than that, you don't need the AB planning. So we have to adjust everybody's plans. So if you have trusts already, or if you have wills with some good planning in them, it's very important now to go back and talk to the estate planning lawyer who did it, or find a good new estate planning lawyer to make these adjustments, to focus on capital gains taxes, income taxes, and reducing expenses, and not focus on the death tax anymore. So we're going to talk about this a lot at the seminars that are coming up and what people need to do.
You know, and I want to run down those seminars again. Carla, by the way, is just a terrific person. I've met her. 860-548-1000. And you have put together, though, quite a staff. I'll never forget the first time that I visited you, and everybody seems happy, you know, and you do a lot of work. You really, really do.
We have a great team. We really do. We have 25 people now in the office who are all working as a team and focused completely on helping regular folks take care of their estate taxes issues, their probate issues, and their family issues. So when something happens, things go smoothly. It's really gratifying to have such a great staff. And some of the staff will actually be at the seminars we're doing.
Tuesday, December the 4th, 10 a.m., to 12 noon, continental breakfast at Nucci's Restaurant, and that's in Bristol, the great town of Bristol. Woodstock, Wednesday, December the 5th, from 2 in the afternoon until 4, refreshments, of course, at the inn at Woodstock Hill, 94 Plain Hill Road, and then at 7 o'clock at night, 7 to 9, coffee and dessert. The inn at Woodstock Hill again, 94 Plain Hill Road. And then to Norwich, Thursday, December the 6th, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Continental Breakfast, Holiday Inn, 10 Laura Boulevard. And then also Thursday evening, December the 6th, 7 to 9, coffee and dessert, Holiday Inn, 10 Laura Boulevard, and finally, Old Saybrook on Saturday, December the 8th, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Continental Breakfast, and the Saybrook Point Inn and Spa. And again, all you have to do is call Carla, and you're going to like Carla. She's a terrific person. How long has Carla been with you? My gosh.
Wow. Carla's been with us for about 30 years. And yeah, you can reach Carla, just call the office.
860-548-1000, and tell her what you want. She'll put you right up to where you should go, the times, and the whole thing. Carla at 860-548-1000. I've got a couple of questions also, Barry, that I was just wondering if you could help out with. Some of the listeners want to know, can I act as my own trustee?
Yes, you can.
True, I can.
You absolutely can. The trustee is the one who's in charge of the estate plan. While you're alive and while you're competent, you can be your own trustee. That means you're in control of all your assets, just like you are now. In fact, pretty much everybody wants to be their own trustee.
Now, this is one that I'm sure many people listening probably are wondering, too. Will my living trust avoid an income tax?
Living trusts do not avoid income taxes. They avoid estate taxes, like we've been talking about, if you're married. But they do not avoid income taxes. You still got to pay your income taxes just like you do now.
When can I do with my, what can I do with my assets once they're in my living trust? What happens to them?
Yeah, it's very important to get your assets inside the trust. That's called the funding of the trust. That's how you avoid the probate process. So people do have all their assets pretty much inside the trust if they want to avoid probate. Now, once they're inside the trust, you can do whatever you want to do. You can do just what you do now because you're the trustee, so you're in complete control. So you can buy, sell, trade, loan, exchange, mortgage, borrow, just like you do now. So that doesn't change. You're still in complete control.
If I'm the only a part owner, this is another one that comes up all the time, only a part owner of property, can I transfer my share into a living trust?
Yes, you can, Brad. This comes up a lot of times when families inherit from their parents. They might have a piece of property. They might have two sons. The parents die, and they leave the two sons the piece of property, so each owns one half.
Okay.
Now, so if you own one half and you have a trust, you can put your one half in your trust and avoid the probate process that way. Now, the other brother has to worry about his own half, should do his own trust. You don't want to put his half in yours, but you can put your half in yours.
Somebody that calls you, and you're going to get a lot of calls, you do all the time because you take care of people. How long does it take you to put one together? If somebody says, Barry, this is what we want. We want you, and they've given you all the information. You've talked to them like you're talking to me now. How long before they'll get the Bible?
Yeah, the Bible. Yeah, Brad calls it the Bible because I've shown him the portfolio where everything is. And
unbelievable.
That's what he calls it. So, any event, yeah, we vary from 5 to 9 weeks to get everything done. With the holidays now, we're at about 8 weeks, so about 8 weeks from beginning to end.
Well, again, it's something that you truly, truly care about, and I tell you, you can just tell from the listeners, and you have a period for questions and answers, and I know that you get a lot of them.
Oh, we get loads of questions. In fact, that's my favorite part of the seminar. We'll end the seminar, and then we'll take questions. Question-answer period typically goes on for about a half hour, sometimes 45 minutes. So it's a lot of questions and a lot of great answers, and people get a lot out of it. Because even though you may not have a question, when you hear someone else ask a question, you think, oh, yeah, that's a good question, and then you get more information. So we really love the question-answer period.
Here's the number, 860-548-1000. You call Carla. Call her right now. Don't put it off till tomorrow. Give her a call right now, 860-548-1000. Thank you, Barry.
Great seeing you, Brad.
God bless.